Good afternoon. Today is June 18th, 2025. It's approximately 3:30 p.m. and we're here under case number 1250114. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hoffman. I'm going to ask each person in the hearing to please state and spell their full name for the record, starting with the person who has the name Joseph. And you need to unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
So I need to, my name is Joseph Jared Anaya. My previous last name was Jefferson.
And has it been legally changed?
It has been legally changed, but some of the paperwork I have still says Jefferson.
Got it. Thank you. And the person with AUBR Davis.
Hello. I apologize. What were we doing to say in our full name?
State and spell your first full name.
My full name is AUBREY, Aubrey Davis, DAVIS.
And you have a position with the city?
I work for the parking and code enforcement with PBOT.
Thank you. This hearing is being held by the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. Mr. Avaya, have you had an opportunity to read your statement of rights about the hearing?
The email I received, yes, I read the email, yes.
Okay. And do you have any questions about your rights for the hearing?
No.
Okay, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hoffman. I am a neutral decision maker. I'm a city employee, but I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow is valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find the tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. We have exhibits 1 through 10 that have been uploaded to the case management system. And Officer Davis, do you have any objection to me using any of those exhibits in making my decision?
They've been uploaded. I guess I don't necessarily know what they are.
Okay, I will go through what they are. Okay, exhibit 1 is the appellant's request for hearing. When I say appellant, I mean Mr. Anaya. Exhibit 2 is Aries in-town information, so that is a tow database showing information about the tow. Exhibit 3 is the notice of today's hearing. Exhibit 4 is the Zoom instructions for today's hearing. Exhibit 5 is the statement of rights for today's hearing, which we just discussed. And Exhibit 6 is an email to the parties. Exhibit 7 is the city's tow report for this hearing. Exhibit 8 is an abandoned auto case detail. Exhibit 9 is abandoned auto case photos, and exhibit 10 are city code sections the city thinks applies to this case. Any objections to me using those, Officer Davis?
None at all.
And any objection, Mr. Anaya?
I have, the only objection I guess I would say is that the vehicle was not abandoned. I mean, I guess I can explain that later, but whatever evidence they have is whatever evidence they have.
Okay. Very good. Then exhibits 1 through 10 are admitted into the record. And at this point, I'm going to ask both parties to please raise their right hand to be sworn in. You solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth. Starting with Mr. Anaya, if you agree, please say so.
Yes, I do agree.
And Officer Davis?
I do agree.
Okay, I'm going to start with the appellant, Mr. Anaya. Please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer did not follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle or why the tow was otherwise invalid.
So the vehicle was tagged previously. I don't have the first time that the vehicle was tagged. I purchased this vehicle in California with a lien paperwork from the place that I bought it from. It was an auction. That paperwork was not valid. The Oregon DMV would not take that paperwork. So trying to go back and forth with California DMV to get the right paperwork, I was using the vehicle. The vehicle is insured. And the tags and the registration were expired on the vehicle because it came from California. So at one point, the vehicle was on the street with, I was towing some trucks, moving some stuff out of the yard to another storage facility that we have. And I left it overnight, and it was tagged as an abandoned vehicle, which it's not an abandoned vehicle. It did have expired registration. So once it was tagged, I started parking it in our parking lot. I did not leave it out on the street. And it hasn't been on the street since it was tagged. Fast forward to, I want to say it's been about 2 weeks since since it was first tagged. It's been about 2 weeks. And I believe this incident happened on, let me go back to my calendar here. I want to say it happened on the 9th, June 9th. Anyway, I had arrived to our location by driving. I was driving the tow truck because I was in the process of moving more cars off the street because they had been tagged. And when I arrived to our location, I was met with about, 12 or 13 police officers. And they removed me from the tow truck, placed me in the back of the tow truck, and then impounded the tow truck. And they impounded as an abandoned vehicle, which it was not abandoned. I was driving it. I tried to show them insurance. Nothing that I showed the officers would work. The PBOT officers, not this gentleman here. I did not see him that day. But there was another gentleman there that was very unprofessional. As I'm sitting in the back of the police car, he walked by and was laughing a couple times and even mentioned, "I told you I'd get you," which I believe is retaliation because of previous incidents that's happened at our location with abandoned vehicles. But I believe it was very unprofessional. I don't believe this should have been an impound situation, granted that I didn't get any tickets from any police officers that day. There was no, driving with expired tags. There was no operating, there was no citations given, only me being removed from the vehicle, thrown in the back of a police car, and then they impounded the truck, which clearly is not an abandoned vehicle. That's where I'm at with this. If I would have left it sitting on the street, I could understand being impounded as an abandoned vehicle. But I was driving this vehicle to our one location to another to move vehicles off the street so they would not be impounded. Because I had customers' cars here that people just don't listen and they drop their cars off in front of our shop and there's nothing I can do about it. So I was in the process of taking them back to their houses or back to our other storage location to get them off of the street to abide by the city's rules. And then that day on the 9th, I was not allowed to do that. I was removed from the vehicle I guess my point is it was not abandoned. I was in the process of using the vehicle. I cannot hear you. I'm not sure what's happening.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
My computer. Why were people dropping off their vehicles at your location?
We have an automotive shop at this location. And so customers have dropped off their vehicles, and I have no storage on the property for those vehicles. And I've told them that, hey, if these cars are dropped off here, they're liable to get towed. And so I was doing my best to, remove these for them. And the city did take a couple of them. And it is what it is. It's nothing I can do about it, but I guess the whole point of me disputing this tow is that it was not an abandoned vehicle. I mean, if they would have towed it for no insurance or expired registration, I would understand. But I was driving this vehicle. It was not an abandoned vehicle. That's my whole issue with them taking the vehicle from me. I think you're on mute again.
I am not on mute, but I will.
Okay.
Yes. Who told you? Who said I told you I'd get you? Was that a police officer or somebody
else? It was another PBOT officer. And there's a case. There's a previous case that's happened with another person. And so there was another officer. I don't have his name. That had police intervene and tried to say that one of my coworkers, him and the coworker had gotten into an argument on a previous day regarding parking situation in front of our shop. And so that city employee got very mouthy and very disrespectful. And so him and one of my coworkers there was no physical altercation, but they were going, you know, they were yelling back and forth at each other. And I'm like, yo, you work for the city. Like, you should have a higher standard here. You know, you should not be talking to people like that. And so, and again, it was about an abandoned vehicle. You know, it's not something that needed to been, it did not to be elevated. He should have just, you know, did his job and moved on, but he continued to like push and push. And so him and my coworker, had gotten into it. And so, that's why I believe this is retaliation for that incident, because when PBOT showed up, the day that on the 9th, like I said, there was at least 15 police officers and, you know, 7 or 8 of the PBOT officers. So like, you know, they, in my mind, this was retaliation from that previous event that, again, I had nothing, you know, nothing to do with. It was somebody else at this location. But again, the PBOT officer was very disrespectful. I tried to get his information so I could report him. He wouldn't give me his name, wouldn't give me any information. You know, and then, like I said, here we are, you know, 2 weeks later, about 2 weeks later.
A little repetitive here, so I'm going to ask, does Officer Davis have any questions for Mr. Anaya?
I do not.
So now we'll go on to you, Officer Davis. Please tell me why you think the tow is valid.
Right, 1 second. Let me pull up. I just wrote this, obviously, the little statement that I had. On 4/28/25, a complaint for an abandoned auto came in on a black tow truck, California plate 7SAM45694, at the location 10355 Northeast Clackamas Street, Portland, Oregon. On 5/9/25, at approximately 7:59 a.m., an abandoned auto officer arrived at the scene, which was on the public right-of-way, and issued a 72-hour warning for the violation for abandoned vehicle, City Code 16.90.005, and for a prohibited vehicle, City Code 16.20.120. The vehicle was issued a tow warning because it failed to display current registration, also no temp at the time. The officer took pictures of the vehicle and affixed a green tow warning to the window. The tow warning includes his city cell phone number and another number that is specifically for questions concerning the process. It also clearly stated that if the vehicle is not completely removed from the public right-of-way, it would be towed. On 6/9/25, the vehicle returned to the same location, still with the same violation. The Portland Police Bureau were on scene and had contact with the male subject. The subject was advised of the vehicle being towed, therefore it was towed.
Was the truck adjacent to or directly across from residential, public park, church, or school property?
I apologize, that first part cut out there, I'm sorry.
When on the day the vehicle was towed, which was June 9th, was the truck adjacent to or directly across from residential, public park, church, or school property?
It was public park, yes, ma'am.
In Exhibit 8, I know you said you didn't have the exhibit, so I can pull that up for you and share. I wanted to know, well, maybe you can just tell me, what does 58 prohibited mean? That was on an entry from May 9th.
1 second, let me see if I can. Okay, parking. Bear with me 1 second. Prohibited. to. So are you asking, like, our definition of prohibited? Like, what vehicles fall into that?
I'm going to pull up the document I'm talking about. My computer had timed out,
okay.
But I just went back in. So I'm going to share what I'm asking about.
Copy. Sorry, I more had, like, the abandoned vehicle city code up, so I wasn't.
Okay. Can you see that now?
Here we go. Yes, I can see that.
Okay, so I'm looking at the entry of two down where it says warned and 5-9.
Okay.
What's the 8 mean?
I understand. I see what you're saying. So 5-8 is just our code, like the numbers we use when it's a prohibited vehicle. And then 02 is for if it's inoperable or if it's expired tags. So this one was warned for both.
Thank you. And you were the officer on neither day, is that correct?
I wasn't the abandoned officer. The abandoned officer who went out there and warned or even had any kind of contact with Joseph, I saw Joseph on the day of, but it was from a distance, never had communication, and obviously he didn't ever see me. I was there on 6-9, and I put the tow in.
Mr. Naya, do you have questions for Officer Davis based on her testimony?
No, I don't have any questions. I mean, I have no questions because the vehicle was insured and it wasn't parked. The only reason it was parked is because I was ripped out of the vehicle by the police. So, no, I don't have any questions.
And so looking at the definition of abandoned vehicle in 1690.005, and I'm wondering if it makes any difference whether there's anyone in the vehicle or not when it's on the right-of-way without registration. Did you hear my question, sir?
Oh, sorry. I heard you say that. I didn't know the question. As far as if it makes a difference, we have nothing that says that it makes a difference. At the time of it being towed, as he even stated, he wasn't in the vehicle.
My driveway was blocked by police, so I couldn't pull into the driveway.
Thank you. And, sir, is the vehicle still in storage with the tow company?
Yes, I, as I explained to the officer and to the Portland PBOT, whatever the officer was that originally came, I told him I'm having a titling issue between the Oregon DMV and California DMV. And so once I had that tow sticker, I did not park it on the street. It's been parked in our parking lot. I moved it from one parking lot to pick up some vehicles and take it back, and that's, like I said, it wasn't abandoned.
So were you driving it back to your shop or away from your shop or what?
Yeah, I was coming back to the shop to remove some vehicles because they had been 72-hour tagged. Like, they had 72-hour, you know, they put the green, you know, tow warning sticker on. It gives you 72 hours. So I'd already moved three vehicles, and I was coming back to get two more. And again, like I said, I was not allowed to park in my parking lot because the police blocked my driveway. They blocked the street, and they had other tow trucks sitting there. Like I said, I believe it was, you know, retaliation from the other event. But, again, that's hearsay. I know adamantly that had I not been prevented from pulling in my parking lot, it wouldn't have been on the right-of-way. It would have been in my parking lot. So I didn't receive any tickets from the officer, which is another thing that makes no sense. If it was not allowed to be on the road, then the Portland police would have issued me tickets. I don't have any tickets.
I think we're getting repetitive, so I'm going to end the testimony here. Thank you both. Because your vehicle is still in storage, I have to rule in the record. So I'm going to go off the record, look at the law that applies, and I'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for waiting patiently, but there was a lot to go through. I am finding that the vehicle was towed from the public right-of-way on or near 10355 Northeast Clackamas Street on June 9th, 2025. I'm finding that on May 9th at approximately 8 a.m., a parking officer placed a tow warning on the vehicle for two reasons. First, because it did not display current registration or valid temporary permit, and second, because it was a truck prohibited from being in that location. On June 9th, the vehicle was again on the public right-of-way and still did not have current registration. The question here is, first, did the vehicle meet the definition of abandoned vehicle? That is under code 1690-005, and it is, I would say, poorly written. But it says that an abandoned vehicle is one that remains in violation for more than 24 hours, and one or more of the following conditions exist. Two have to do with the vehicle being inoperative or looking wrecked, and the third, which applies here, is that the vehicle did not have a current, lawful, fixed, unexpired registration. That is the case here. The vehicle was unregistered. I've had the issue before of, does the vehicle have to be in the same spot for 24 hours before it is towed? And I have held that it does not, because otherwise an owner could move the vehicle around on different spots on the right-of-way and never have to register it. So the question is, does the 24 hours that the vehicle is in violation have to be immediately before the tow? And again, I am finding it does not have to be on the right-of-way for 24 hours. The violation is that it's unregistered, and it's been that way for more than 24 hours. PBOT skipped in its tow report what happened on May 21st, and I'm going to put that aside for now and say that the vehicle was off of the street most of the time after the incident of May 21st, or it would have been towed before then. I'm guessing that the parking enforcement officer saw the vehicle on driving on the street on that day and called the police to have it towed as an abandoned vehicle. So I'm finding it does meet the definition of abandoned. I'm also finding that people should not be driving when their vehicle is unregistered, but that's not the issue before me today. I won't repeat the circumstances of May 21st, but I am finding that those are horrific circumstances and probably caused the parking officer to wait until the vehicle was on the street and cause it to be towed. So the preponderance of the evidence is that PBOT was waiting for the vehicle to be on the street again. And because of those circumstances, I am finding that although the tow was valid, I am finding it unjustified. What that means is that the towing charges are at the expense of the city, and the owner will be issued something to get the vehicle out of storage. I will be writing a more detailed decision in the next week or so, but that's my ruling on the record. This will conclude the hearing. Thank you and goodbye.